Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and
good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Cedric.
Hello, Kayla Sayla.
It's just me and you on here.
Start praying now. Prayer line is over.
It's only me and Uncle Cedric. And now it's Mommy. Mommy's there.
Oh, Mommy went along?
No, she said she's not going to be here today.
Huh?
Yeah, Winston been at it again, and I don't feel something on the leadership.
Hey, man.
Get out of here.
I better.
Because it was a show. I got to go monitor the computer. Oh.
I know what to do. Welcome to Talk Block Radio.
I know, right? Man, she's listening on in on the prayer. Oh, what are they praying about? Kayla.
Yes. Oof.
Where did Mommy go?
Oh, she was calling in.
Good morning.
Hello, precious woman of God.
I got your precious woman of God.
I'm getting feedback.
I'm getting feedback too.
Block radio.
Welcome to Talk Block Radio. Are we all in England?
Yes, sure we are.
Welcome to Talk Block Radio.
Does it sound like there's a lot of background?
Huh?
Ben, you are conditioned to the prayer line. You started a long time ago. You ready?
I brought the prayer line out back in the days of Faith Alive when Sister Annie Smith was our captain.
Uncle Cedric, do you know some about the college?
Which one?
The Seminole State one.
Oh yeah, they're good. They're good. They all fall in line with the Benicia.
Okay. Oh, Benicia.
Yeah, it's just that one in Seminole and Benicia is in Orange and Kissimmee.
Because I applied yesterday morning and they accept me, and I thought that was too quick, so I was.
Oh, they accept you.
Mhm.
Apply for Valencia too. See what they do.
Yeah, see, I already applied for Valencia, so I have to. Call
How long
them
it took Valencia to accept you?
All summer.
And that was last year. That was last summer. I don't remember.
2 months.
So it made you nervous that they accepted you too?
Where? Right, yeah, I was like, it wasn't even 24 hours yet, but it just threw me off.
So her real question was, is it seven people
well,
at college?
Well, the systems up here in Orlando work a little different than down there. They don't mess around up here.
Valencia was up there.
Hmm?
Valencia is there.
Yeah.
Valencia.
You could try Valencia.
Valencia. Welcome to Talk Block Radio.
But I'll find out, Kayla, because I know some of the professors at Valencia, and they'll tell me if they recommend.
Well, no, I'm fine with going to this. Whatever you think is best, I'll go with it. Cause I don't mind either or. I just thought it was strange. Not strange. I thought it was too quick. It made me nervous.
I got you.
Yeah, I got you signing up for the wrong school.
So you only have another year?
Yes. Until I get my AA. Then off to UCF.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. UCF, go Knights.
You want to go at night?
That's good. Run everything on the west, on the east side.
That's right. I am the mother of a knight. I'm a knight, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my sister, Danis? I'll be in charge of the J-Bass for today. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome
good morning.
To Talk Block Radio.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm looking for the host of the talk show. Are the nudies available?
Oh, my goodness. I take a call. I'm going to call you. Come on, honey.
Say what?
I thought she would have been in. Is that you, Sandra?
Hello, Mother Williams.
Hello.
Welcome
it's so
to
strange. He wants to welcome you to Block Radio.
Hello there. Hello.
Hey.
Is this Sandra Williams?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's Donna Hanny. That's Donna Hanny.
Welcome to Talk Block Radio, Leonard.
Where's that there?
Which relative is that?
That was Uncle Dent.
Hey,
oh, Uncle Dent. Oh, my goodness. He sound like Leonard. He sound like Lenny. But I was going to tell you that he might have to use his phone.
All right.
Welcome to Talk Block Radio.
What happened?
I'm here.
I knew the
talk was going to break those. I'm listening to you guys. I start coughing when I try to talk.
All right, brother.
Don't say nothing. Just be cool.
Yes, ma'am. You take it easy. All right.
Who are we waiting for now?
We're waiting for 10 o'clock.
I know.
I thought I heard Nisi. Are you ready to get this party started?
Okay. That was a kajoo, but I was going to tell her she might have used Brett Jim's phone.
I think she's on. She was on.
She was on early.
I'm learning how to work on Uncle Gent's phone, and now that I have us muted, I don't want to run the risk of unmuting us.
Okay, well, how you muted us? How did you mute?
I found out how to put his phone on mute.
Okay, well, just keep that in place then, because we're going to be needing to hear from you. I mean, you're going to be needing to hear from us, right?
Yeah. Well, Sad is going to facilitate today.
I'm facilitating.
Helping on Lou.
Okay.
I'm the Proline moderator.
All right.
I don't mean to interrupt, but who's facilitating today?
Deacon Winston, a.k.a. Cedric Wilson.
Sweet father.
So you can hang up now if you disapprove.
No more rubber to fuck radio.
I'll don't disapprove and go home.
You can hang up from top block.
Downstairs and I'm
Mrs. supposed to vote.
And I can't find them still.
Cedric, are we supposed to vote?
Oh, no.
Can anybody
I'd like to hear
show that I
pray? I'd like to hear say, listen to the show.
I know. I love it. I love that, whatever that is, accent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, modern shepherd. Like you really calling somewhere.
Oh, wow. What words do y'all have for today?
So sweet. Red didn't get on yet. By this, I know that favors me because my enemies did not triumph over me.
Praises to our God.
Amen.
To our
my
God. Dear.
God.
Amen. May I say,
since we have how much time?
Oh, since it's 9:47, may I say that I'm just grateful that my children are okay. And it could have been worse, but
yeah.
I'm just
you told
grateful.
Said about the little bender.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
we prayed about God before that.
That's the devil's bad. You know, when you embarking upon changing transition, the devil try and throw off.
Something good happens to God, he gets angry. He does.
I'm so
Father
grateful.
God.
Man, don't get
angry. Our God is greater than any plotting and plan of the enemy. Let our God arise. Let the enemy be shattered. Those
yes.
who hate him, let them sleep like wax. Melt the both of heat. Let them perish out of his sight.
Yeah.
But let the people of the Lord God Almighty, let them rejoice, exceedingly rejoice, and be exceedingly glad.
Yes.
So the people of the Lord God should rejoice no matter what. The hotter the fire, the stronger the praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise
God. In the hotter it gets, the louder I praise. Yeah. And it's in my praise.
and I'm just praising the Lord, praising my way through.
Yeah, that was Cedric's song.
I'm just praising my way through.
I said it was Cedric.
No matter what I go through.
I was just listening.
I tried to find it, but I couldn't. That must have been another label.
I was good to see you, Mom.
Praising my way through.
He'll send it to you right after the show.
Where's Kayla? Where's Kayla?
She's somewhere over there. She's somewhere listening.
That's a song. I'll be somewhere listening. Hello, Kayla.
Good.
You should be a little sore this morning. You should neck hurt.
Hey, Kayla. Kayla, is Micah on?
Micah Williams?
Yes.
Is he on? Good morning, Micah Williams.
He said he was getting on.
Okay. He might be on mute. I didn't hear from John. Did John check in?
Nobody checked in yet. I mean, it doesn't mean that somebody's not on the line, because you have the anonymous callers who wish to not be identified in the hotline.
Okay.
I'm live.
Okay.
I would like to remain anonymous.
The song I was
better. We won't let them know you are.
Thank you. I would like to remain anonymous this morning.
When he calls me, I will answer.
My mama still singing.
When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. When he calls me. Those old people back there, they prepared for that. They thought it was a glorious thing.
I said still ill.
Hello.
Good morning, my precious sister.
Good morning. I was
How
just listening
you?
To you all going on. When he called me, I blessed her.
When they called you,
you
didn't. When they called you, you didn't answer.
For my name.
They said that she was listening for Sweet Red.
I don't know that song.
Marie Alice.
Yeah.
They called you.
I will answer. When he called you, you gonna answer?
My phone is being checked for trouble when they call.
He would like to remain anonymous.
It's in trouble.
He would like to remain anonymous, please.
I do. The number you have reached is no longer in service.
Ivana Janine.
Yes. I'm anonymous.
Where's Ivana?
I'm anonymous this morning.
You can't hear that voice.
She's helping out the Block Talk Radio lady.
Is that
Michael? Morning.
Michael? Lenny?
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Monique.
Good morning. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
You better believe it, dog.
Oh, wow.
Welcome, Lynn Everett.
Hey, Lenny, Uncle Dent. Lenny, Uncle Dent is trying to speak to you. Let me do it again for him.
Okay. Back on, Road Dog. Hey, good morning, Road Dog. Yeah, man.
Dog Vivid.
I'm that cool now, man.
I'm
trying to.
Yes.
Okay.
There's only one Road Dog.
Hey, Road Dog, they trying to roll with us.
Yeah. With our lodges, our lodge. Without going, I shall go.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Sonny.
Oh.
Hello,
what
up, which Sonny is that? Sonny is that?
The one that just joined Talk Block Radio. Please put your phones on mute. We do not want to hear from you again.
Oh, we have how many more minutes? We have 4 minutes.
Oh, God.
Since
Deacon Winston in charge, he's starting early. He got somewhere to be.
I thought Dick Johnson had this been this far.
he got his preaching license back.
He's been restored. He's under his watch.
Okay.
Under surveillance.
Deacon Winston would like to remain anonymous.
Hey, Mom.
Yes.
Morning.
When this is
good
over,
morning.
Could you call me, please?
Yes,
good morning.
Son.
Good morning.
Call
you.
Call.
Come on, Mama.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
That one.
Hey, Micah, you discuss what you want to discuss. I'm sure you would.
Oh, I ain't no rocking company, dude.
Hey, Cedric, I have some good news for you, but we'll talk later.
We will not share private sessions after this session. There will be no other.
That sounds like a boss.
You must call with all reports through the Talk Buck Radio.
Hey, Lance, he works the Talk Buck Radio.
Huh?
Talk Buck Radio.
Deacon Winston, please prepare. You have 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes, Deacon Winston.
All right.
Hey, Micah.
Miss Micah.
That
I'm
Micah.
Here.
Micah.
Hi, Miss Micah.
It was for
Miss
Micah
is
first.
Here.
It was for whichever Micah answered.
Reed, did you get your fish?
Good morning, all.
He just wanted to know if I was okay.
Reed, was you able to catch, cook your fish?
Not yet. I'm waiting on somebody to cook it.
That's going on 2 weeks.
Yes. I'm about to give up. See, like I'm going to have it seems like I'm going to have to do it myself.
Oh, I was going to say Monique was on her way.
She's taking her phone. She's going the long way around. Don't take the shortcut, honey, and come on.
Okay.
I wish I did have somebody to do it. Now you're making me want some.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh. That's not nice, the food Mother Nature.
Hey, call Mabby James. She'll fry it up for you.
Yeah, she get lazy too.
Deacon Winston, it is officially 10 o'clock. It is 10 o'clock.
It's
what
9:59. Okay, go pretend everyone if you can put your phones on mute, please. If you could just double check your phone, make sure that you're on mute.
On mute.
All right. Thank you for joining in this morning. I'm Cedric Williams, and I will be moderating. Filling in for Mike and Denise. They are actually on the line, but they're in a rural setting, so we did not want to lose them. So thank you for joining in. We'd like to get started, and we will have Micah standing in for her dad that will start off reading the prayer of Jabez. And following that, we will have Adrian sharing. So, Micah, if you could be so kind to take it away.
Good morning, family. Let's start here with the Jabez prayer. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, what You would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. My Bible also added that Jabez is remembered for a prayer request rather than a heroic act. In his prayer, he asked God to bless him, help him in his work, be with him in all he did, and keep him from evil and harm. Jabez acknowledged God as the true center of his life. When we pray for God's blessing, we should also pray that he will take his rightful position as Lord over our work, our family time, and our recreation. Obeying him in daily responsibilities is heroic living. That's it.
Thank you, Micah, for sharing. And we will move on to Adrian. Just one quick thing. Thank you, Kayla, for setting up the prayer line. This morning. Thank you, Kayla. And we will move on to Adrian, who will share about pride and a personal testimony he would like to share as well. So, Adrian, if you're there, you can start.
So, good morning, everyone. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah, I'm going to be talking in reference to the verses. I'm going to give some verses that I want people to refer back to because this is where my testimony on pride comes from. James 4:6, James 4:10, Matthew 23:12, and Isaiah 14:12-17. But the subject matter is pride. Pride destroys and interferes with our relationship with God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Pride is something that you have to humble yourself with. Humility gives us that ability to receive the grace from God. In James 4:10, it refers to humbling yourself in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you. Pride is a blocker. It blocks you from being able to lift others who need to be lifted. God wants us to fellowship. And it's important to acknowledge fellowship and how fellowship can affect one's pride. Pride is against God that will result in judgment. What does that mean? That means simply that you cannot allow pride to interfere with what it is that you need to do. Now, personally speaking, it prevents one from asking for help. It prevents one from getting advice, thinking that they could do it all by themselves. A sense of a sense that comes from the sin of pride. You begin to think that you could do it by yourself. When things are good in all phases of your life, pride pressures does not ever think that it will get worse. In Proverbs 6:18, pride groweth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So what it's saying is that if you have pride, you will fall. It's not something that God wants you to participate in because it is a sin. It can affect you. When things become difficult, you start to realize that pride will also prevent you from getting out of that predicament that you may be in because you have that sense of, well, I can still do things by myself. Pride is an interference with that relationship that we have to maintain, that relationship that requires a spirit always seeking and understanding what God has your purpose for in life. You know, we Moody's sometimes have this thing that we grew up thinking that we can do things independently of people. But it's always true that family is important, and pride sometimes can be passed down generationally. So I try to influence my kids to understand that don't let what you think stop you from asking and seeking God's help. And when you get rid of pride, then you're seeking God's help. That's my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Adrian, for sharing. That was awesome. And I think that's something we can all identify with and check ourselves on to make sure we're not operating in the spirit of pride. And you said something so key that it can't be passed down generationally. So that I think that's very, very good to identify to make sure we're not passing that down to the next generation as well. So God bless you for that work. And you said something too. It can block you from lifting others when you're stuck on self. You can't extend and give to others. So
that's correct.
So what a great word, so needed in today's time. So thank you, sir. And now we will move on with our prayer requests. Do anyone have any prayer requests?
I have a prayer request. I would like to pray for my coworker's mother. She's 89 years old, and she just was diagnosed with cancer throughout her entire body. So she's in the process of she's on hospice now. And I just want to pray for her comfort and that she knows the Lord and that her family have comfort during this time as well. So, and then she just has a smooth transition.
All right. Is there anyone else?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Hold on.
Hello?
I would like Hello, this is Van. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to offer a prayer request for me and my daughter's transition, a new move, exciting times for us, and also just to note that God is faithful, and thank everyone for the prayers previously, but let's just see how God works this out for us. Thank you.
Okay, did I hear Micah? Okay,
Micah Williams?
Yeah, Micah Williams. I thought I heard him saying something.
Cedric, good morning. This is Mike Moody.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Cedric, I wanted to share with everybody and ask them to pray for Fred Franklin. Fred is our former family member. He was married to Ann Barner. And he's terribly, terribly sick with lung cancer and is in the hospital at Aventura Hospital. And it does not look like he's going to be able to pull through. The most recent CAT scan revealed that the tumors are spreading in his lungs. So we all know Fred as the family on the Miami side, and he is a he's still family, of course, to me, because we were continuing to bike ride, and he was always a good buddy of mine, and always was very helpful to the family when things needed to be done, repairs to houses and things like that. So he is a good man. He knows the Lord, and he's embracing the Lord as he is fading. And so pray for him. Pray for his son, Fred Jr., who is with them in the hospital. He moved down from New Jersey to be with him. So just let's keep Fred in our prayers, because it doesn't look like he's going to be able to pull through this.
God have mercy.
Thanks, Mike. Absolutely.
Mike, is he in New Jersey?
No, Fred is in Aventura Hospital. His son was living in New Jersey, and now has relocated to Miami to be with Fred.
Oh, okay, okay.
And also, we want to also remember that we should all be praying against the spirit of pride that we certainly all have, as Adrian has noted in his sharing. That is so, so important that we all pray against the spirit of pride.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to bring that up too as well. But thank you all for remembering Fred, and we'll keep you posted.
Okay, Mike.
All right. Anyone else? Just a quick little testimony. When we first started the prayer line, and I know Van is remaining anonymous this morning, but when we first started the prayer line, her prayer request was that she would be able to relocate and transition. So it's so awesome to see the testimony coming to fruition that she will be transitioning and relocating. So God is answering. We will look to God this morning. I just want to read this quick verse where it says in Numbers 6:25, "The Lord makes his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee," or unto. So we just thank God this morning that his face shine upon us, that his face shine upon our situations, our circumstances, whatever we may be facing today and in life, every challenge, every situation. We just thank God that his face is shining upon it. And Lord God, we just lift up these prayer requests before you.
Lord, with Micah's co-worker, her mother who's suffering, Lord God, that you would just comfort her at this time, Lord. And Lord God, we just thank you for Ivana's transition, Lord God. Lord, we just lift up Fred before you. Lord, we can't even imagine what he's going through, Lord, but we just know that you are a comforter in such a time as this, Lord, and that you are a healer, and that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we could ask or think, Lord God. So, Lord, we just lift them up, and we just ask that your glory be revealed, Lord, that you will cause your glory to shine. And, Lord God, we just pray the spirit of pride, Lord, that Adrian spoke on so nicely this morning. Lord God, if there is any pride in any one of our lives, we just ask that you will remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And God, I just thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for those that are joined together this morning to seek and to partake and to thirst and to feast on you, Lord God. And I just thank you that every need will be met this morning, Lord, for those that tuned in to hear what you had to say, to join together for a greater purpose, a higher calling. Lord, I thank you that that need will be met, Lord God. I come against any tragedy. Lord, I come against any sickness. Lord God, I come against any defeat. And Lord, I speak a supernatural blessing over everyone that's joined in this morning. Let the blessings begin to manifest in this very moment, this very hour, on this Saturday, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we bless you. We honor you. Thank you for what you're doing in this family, for us that are joined together, side by side, in the spirit of unity, Lord. Thank you for a supernatural blessing in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Fed. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to our God.
We just keep looking up. Remember that his face, he causes his face to shine upon us, and he's being gracious to us. One last scripture, he has crowned us with glory and honor. So just know as you move about today on Psalms 8 and 5 that you're walking around with a great crown on and that he clothed you with glory. So be blessed, family, and we will see you and hear from you next Saturday.
Oh, and I just want to wish all the fathers and the father figures a happy Father's Day too. Thank you.
Oh,
you're appreciated.
Wow.
And we love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Happy Father's Day, fathers.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Father figures. Happy Father's Day, Mike.
Amen. Just signing off. Happy Father's Day, Lenny, Adrian, Mike, and whatever guy, Micah Williams.
Thank you.
You guys have a great
happy
morning.
Father's Day to everybody.
All right. And Uncle Jet.
Happy Father's Day, Road Dog, Mike. hey, Mama.
Hey, son.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Reed.
Bye.
Mom, call me. Get that fish.
Happy Papa Day.
Praise the Lord.
Happy
love
Father's
y'all
Day.
Family.
I love you.
Thanks.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Cedric. Hey Cedric.
Yeah. I think Cedric, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got getting ready. How will Joe do it?
somebody sounded like Daddy John.
That's Luke.
Who did you roll out?
Luke.
Hey, Road Dog.
That's Luke.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is that you, Luke? Luke.
No, this Road Dog, this Minnie Williams. Hey.
You were still on the line when you said it out.
Everybody gone?
Let it.
Love y'all. I can't believe that I can't believe that Fred Astaire. That's a hard pill to swallow. And Roscoe, I name my little Fred Roscoe when he's a little old shorty because he loved playing with toy guns all the time.
Yeah. Hey, you know that rhythm summer gun?
Yeah.
Okay then.
Okay, well, dog. I'll talk to y'all a little later. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.